Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Early results from Russia's presidential election show President Vladimir Putin winning with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed with no real challengers to his re-election. At the same time, Putin is claiming that he had agreed to a prisoner swap involving imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny before he died. On Sunday, Putin was asked by NBC News. Putin said that he had agreed on the condition Navalny never returned to Russia. But unfortunately, Navalny died before the exchange could take place. Many in the West have accused Putin of assassinating Navalny. Former President Trump is explaining why he threatened during a political rally to allow Russia to attack NATO member nations if he's reelected.
When I said that and when I made that statement, I want to energize them to pay.
During a weekend interview with Fox News, Trump has pushed for years to change the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which was founded on the promise that U.S. military might and money would be devoted to protecting European security after World War II. Trump argues that European NATO member nations must commit more financial resources toward their own protection now because they should now be able to afford it. North Korea is firing more missiles over the sea. South Korea's military says a missile was fired early Monday local time. The missile test coincided with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to South Korea. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration is not backing off its support of Israel or Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He tells Fox News Sunday President Biden only wants to do everything possible to protect innocent lives in Gaza.
What we've said is we will not support, cannot support, an operation in Rafah that doesn't have an executable, verifiable, achievable plan to take care of the 1.5 million people that are trying to find refuge in Rafah.
This is USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Former President Trump says he warned Russian President Vladimir Putin not to invade Ukraine. He made that comment while speaking with Fox News over the weekend, also claiming Russia never would have invaded had he been reelected president in 2020.
I would have negotiated a deal. I don't even know if I would have had to negotiate. They never would have attacked while I was president.
Ukraine's running out of ammunition and resources in the battle as U.S. aid has hit a roadblock in Congress. Meanwhile, the world learned of Putin's recent reelection to the top office in Russia, meaning the conflict with Ukraine will continue. Now everyone is happy when they are the subject of a Netflix documentary, USA's John Schaefer explains.
A father and son are suing Netflix for significant damages due to their portrayal in a documentary about the nationwide college admission scandal. John Wilson Sr. and Jr. filed the lawsuit last week, claiming that Netflix unfairly associated them with others convicted of conspiracy and fraud for college admissions. While John Wilson Sr. had his conviction overturned on appeal, he argues that the 2021 film has still tarnished their reputations despite his innocence being proven.
Current leaders at the West Point Military Academy Academy believe duty, honor, country is more of a motto than a mission statement, so they are making a change. From now on, the West Point mission statement will read simply Army Values. It's a noted effort toward more inclusivity. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, happy Monday to you. And the day after is St. Patty's Day. I am Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And speaking of St. Patrick's Day, it's time to have the American Minute creator, the one and only Bill Fetter, with us to, put into perspective, really, St. Patrick and the times he lived in. And why it's relevant today, and what does it tell us about, the 21st century and this time that we're living in? Because I think there's some clear evidence here that we need to consider that somehow gets lost in, the celebration of St. Paddy's Day and partying and all that that goes along with it. There is much to pause and consider. So we're going to take a Salem moment, as the Bible would say, and pause and think on some of these things. Bill Fetter, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, great to be with you.
Well, always good to have you here, and especially your historical understanding and wisdom. And you did a great job, as always, on talking about St. Patrick. You say, found Ireland all heathen and left it all Christian. Wow, what a statement.
It was ruled by the Druids, and of course the time Patrick lived was the fall of Rome. So Rome had existed from 527 BC, and now this is in the 480, and Rome was given into violent entertainment. They had the Colosseums and the killing to the death, and then they had exposure of unwanted infants. That was their version of abortion. The mother would bear the child laid at the father's feet. If he picked it up and liked it, thought they could afford it, they'd keep it. But if not, she had to put it in a basket and set it out in the woods and expose it to the elements and let it die. They had sexual immorality. They had bathhouses. The word gym for gymnasium, G-Y-M, is the Greek word for naked, because they had naked men running around. They had sex trafficking, slavery, welfare, bread in the circus. So bread, they had a dole. So everybody in the city of Rome was on welfare, and the circus was the violent entertainment and high taxes, and the church withdrew. So this is the 4th century AD. And so the Christians had been around, but this pietism movement came through that said, if you're really Christian, you should give away all your money and live in a cave as a hermit the rest of your life, or join a monastery and take vows of silence so we'll never hear from you again. And then China built the Great Wall.
Hang on, Bill, just a minute here. I want to pause and really consider, just as you laid out, what was going on in Rome. And to hear you say this, again, it reminds us of the book of Ecclesiastes. There's nothing new under the sun. This is humanity left to its own devices. And when it's left to its own devices like this, it reduces itself to its base lowest common denominator, doesn't it?
Right. People say history repeats itself. Really, human nature repeats itself. And the only variables is military and technological advancements. I mean, Rome wanted to have a worldwide tracking system. It was called the census. If they could have had 5G and cell phones and facial recognition software, they would have to use that.
Exactly.
And it was a republic, and they had 600 senators that represented the different areas of Rome. But as time went on, they gravitated into parties and then finally into two parties, and they were led by Caesar and Pompey. And they get into a battle, and Pompey is killed, and then Caesar is the undisputed ruler, and he appoints 300 extra senators. So now there's 900, but 300 of them are his appointees, so he basically is a dictator and can get what he wants done.
And, so you're gonna pack the court or pack the Congress or do whatever you can to get your way, right? Again, human nature being what it is. Yeah, exactly. Interesting. Go ahead.
And so China begins to build this great wall, and this makes it difficult for the Huns to attack into China. So they turn westward, and they attack a neighboring tribe, which gets displaced and attacks the neighboring tribe, which gets displaced and attacks the neighboring tribe. And there's this domino effect of displaced tribes across Central Asia that begin to spill over the Roman borders into Rome. So in a sense, Rome is being invaded by illegal immigrants. These are the Visigoths and Ostrogoths and Franks and Angles and Saxons and Alemanni. And one of the tribes was actually called Vandals. And you can tell what they did when they went through town. They vandalized. That's where that word came from.
Right.
And so the they first came slow and learned the Latin language and would assimilate. But then they came in such large numbers, they kept their own cultural identity and began to break up Rome. Mm-hmm. Rome had only armed the military. It disarmed the citizens. And they didn't want all the citizens armed because they wanted to make sure there wasn't a rebellion. But this meant that the military was stretched all around the world, putting out these fires, and they couldn't do it. And so they were weakened. And then finally, you have Attila the Hun himself, and he's invading Rome with an army of 500,000 men, wiping out cities across Europe. I mean, entire cities. We're talking Strasbourg, Worms, Mainz, Tyre, Metz, Reims, Cologne, Tourny, Cambria. And he's headed toward Paris. And a young woman named Genevieve gets all of Paris to fast and pray, and Attila skips sacking Paris. And so St. Genevieve is considered the patron saint of Paris. Attila's headed toward Italy, and the Pope comes out and talks him out of it, and but basically just buys Rome 20 more years, and then it's finally sacked in 476 AD. But at this time, Rome had to pull its legions back from the frontiers to protect the city of Rome, and so Britain is now unprotected. It had been a Roman colony since 45 BC with Julius Caesar. But now there's no army, and marauding bands begin to do raids and capture people and attack. And this is when Patrick, around 405 AD, is kidnapped and taken to Ireland and sold into slavery. And he writes in his confession, which he wrote later in life, that he had to shepherd sheep for a Druid chieftain, and how the Druids would cut off heads and use skull caps for ceremonial drinking bowls, and they would shrink heads and hang them from their belts. And Halloween came from the Druids. And so he's over there for 6 years. He remembers his parents' faith, and he comes to faith himself, and then he gets a dream telling him to escape. He gets to the coast. There's a boat putting wolfhounds on it to take him to Europe to sell his hunting dogs. And they said if the dogs mind him, that he can come along. And so he comes along. And they get shipwrecked. He finds his way across Europe. He's reunited with his family. It's pretty uneventful until he turns 40 years old. And then he has another dream, calling him back to Ireland as the missionary.
So roughly, was there about a 20-year period between his getting back and coming to this point, Bill?
He
reunites with his parents. So he's got about a couple of decades that he's able to come back with his parents with all these experiences of the Druids. How incredible, And meanwhile, he's become a man of God in this process, right?
Right. And so probably around 430 A.D. is when Patrick returns to Ireland. And he
I'll tell you what, let's put a pause on this right now, Bill, only because we got to go to break. You can hear the music right now. We're talking St. Patrick, and Bill Federer will continue with some history lessons for us, okay? Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
But fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Bill Federer from the American Minute. And what we're talking about, Bill has written about. There's a book on St. Patrick. Tell us about this, Bill, if you would.
Yeah, it's called St. Patrick, The Real Story of His Amazing Life from Tragedy to Triumph. And my website's AmericanMinute.com. But he's in Ireland with these druids, and they would chop off heads. And Halloween came from the druids. He escapes, and then when he's 40 years old, he has a dream calling him back. And he says, in the depth of the night, I saw a man named Victoricus coming as if from Ireland with innumerable letters, and he handed one to me, and the heading ran, The Cry of the Irish. And I thought I heard at that moment the voice of those beside the wood of Folkleth on the western sea cry out, Please, holy boy, come and walk among us again. Their cry pierced to my very heart. I could read no more, so I awoke. So he took this as a call from God to go back to Ireland around 430 A.D. He goes right into the dens of these Druid chieftains and presents the gospel. The first one was King Leary, and the Druid priest wanted to kill Patrick, but the king was like, what's the hurry to kill him? He's unarmed, and we don't get visitors that often, you know. And the chieftain ends up converting, gives him a plot of land. He starts his first church, and then he goes to about, there's, you know, dozens of these chieftains and kingdoms, and he confronts the leader with the gospel, and the druids try to kill him. He says, daily I expect murder, fraud, captivity, but I fear none of these things because of the promises of heaven. One is the contest at Tara. And so this is northwest of Dublin, and there is these gentle rolling hills, and you can see from one hill about, you know, 20 miles to the next hill. And so the one chieftain had a habit where everyone would extinguish their fires on a particular night of the year and have to bring a gift like a goat or something to the Druid priest to get some coals to relight their fire for the next year. Well, it happened to be the night before Easter, so Patrick goes to the top of the highest hill, and he lights a bonfire that you can see for miles and miles, and everyone's saying, oh, King, how come he doesn't have to put out his fire? And so the king sends some people up there to capture Patrick. He prays in a loud voice, may God come and scatter his enemies. The soldiers are struck down. The king comes on bent knee and converts, and so there's lots of these stories, and one was a druid conjures a fog. And Patrick says, well, that's good. Can you disperse it? And he couldn't. And so Patrick prays, and a shaft of light goes through the fog, and it disperses the fog. And then it says, and the druid fell dead. It's like, okay.
Okay.
It's there. So like Ananias and Sapphira or something. And then one chieftain laid an ambush, and all day long, the only thing he saw go by was a deer. Yet the next day, Patrick's on the other side, and so one of Patrick's prayers is called the Deer's Cry. And it's, you know, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ above me, Christ in Malthus for friend and stranger to protect me against Satan's evil wiles, against the poison shaft and the wizard's evil craft. And then he was evangelizing druids. They're illiterate. And so he wants to use things to help convey spiritual message. So he uses the three-leaf clover to teach the Trinity, Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, three in one. The druids give up their chopping off heads. So they become Christian, and they say, well, how do we do our laws? And so he wrote laws. It's called the Code of Patrick. And he takes some Bible laws, some Latin laws. And so the Irish missionaries in the next century brought this back to England, and it became the basis for English common law, codified by Alfred the Great in 800, who founded Oxford. And
how much of that reverberated into the Americas, Bill?
Yeah, that's the fascinating thing, is maybe even the laws we have today. So most of the kings have laws where you basically obey the king, and the Code of Patrick was emphasizing that individuals have rights, and they get these rights from God, and this God is not a respecter of persons. And so that was sort of a bottom up. And so when they took this to England, you have these different kings adopting this Code of Patrick. But then in the 800s is when the Normans invaded England, and they brought their top-down law. They did eventually convert to Christianity with William the Norman, but it was still top down. Yet this Code of Patrick and the English common law was bottom up, and so you had this tug of war taking place in England. But Patrick, he dies on March 17th of 465 A.D. He baptized 120,000 people, started 300 churches, And in the next century, it was Irish missionaries that took the gospel and the Code of Patrick back to Britain and then to Europe. And one was Columba, which means dove. And then another missionary was Columbanus, and he went to Europe and started all these churches and abbeys. And the way the Irish would go into the missionary service, they would go down to the coast and get in a little dinghy boat and raise the sail. And wherever the wind blew them, they figured that was where the Holy Spirit wanted them to be a missionary. Wow. Like, okay, I feel called to the missions. Where are you going? Depends which direction the wind's blowing. One of the Irish monks got blown west, St. Brendan, and nobody saw him for 7 years. He finally makes his way back to Ireland, and he describes something that sounds like North America. And so St. Brendan is considered possibly the first to discover North America. One of the stories of St. Brendan is he's in the middle of the ocean, and his boat hits a rock, and he gets out and celebrates, you know, a little church service there, and it starts moving, and he jumps back in his boat. Well, it was the back of a whale. So you'll often see pictures of St. Brendan with his little boat on top of a whale. Another is St. Bridget, and she was a young woman that got saved under Patrick, and she was gutsy. She would go to these chieftains and tell them, you need to give land so that I can build an abbey or a monastery or a church or a convent. And these chieftains would cave and give in to her. And even if they weren't saved, even if they weren't Christian, and then they would eventually get Christian, and then they would give the money and pay for these. So there's dozens of churches across Ireland that trace their history all the way back to St. Bridget of Kildare. And then you had in the 1600s, Spain, which was Catholic, landed in Ireland, which was Catholic, and they wanted to drive out the British. And the British didn't like that. And so the British invaded Ireland and killed about 500,000 and then sold another 500,000 into slavery after the Battle of Kinsale in 601 AD. And so a lot of the Irish were sold into slavery in the Caribbean and intermarried with a lot of Latinos. So a lot of Latinos have Hispanic. And then they were being sold into slavery. Some of them were on these islands, and they were intermarried with blacks. And so a lot of black people have Irish in them. And then you have the Latin America. In the 1800s, you had Spanish, Irish helping the Spanish break away from Spain. And so they helped with the Spanish independence. One of those chapters that they're like Chile. The general that got Chile independent from Spain was Bernardo O'Higgins. And then exactly. The last viceroy of New Spain that signed the treaty for their independence was Juan O'Donohue.
Oh my gosh.
But they you know, Spanish Latinized the Irish names.
Don't you think sometimes God is just playing with us? I mean, here we may think that we have our own independence and our own pride from our national heritage and that. And, you know, when you look back in history and you hear these stories like this, you realize we are of one blood, aren't we?
Yeah. And becoming independent and wanting freedom is the call that we all want to follow. And St. Patrick added a whole lot to that. So, but AmericanMinute.com is my website.
Exactly. 35 seconds left, Bill. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Okay, the website, and again, remind them of the book.
Yeah, it's called St. Patrick, The Real Story of His Amazing Life from Tragedy to Triumph. And I think people will enjoy it. We also have it as a DVD and a flash drive with video presentations.
Right. Wow, very cool. The one and only Bill Federer from the American Minute. Bill, as always, we appreciate the time. I've been taking notes nonstop, and of course, you can go to AmericanMinute.com for more information.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. It will be another 6 years in power for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has officially announced his victory in the Russian presidential elections. He reportedly won with a total of 88% of voters preferring Putin over the rest, though he had few challengers. Putin was widely expected to win, and so Russia's war with Ukraine will continue. Former Vice President Mike Pence argues that it must be voters who make the final decision about Donald Trump in the U.S. While Pence has refused to endorse his former boss, and while he hopes all January 6th criminals are held accountable, Pence stops short of calling Trump criminally liable for what happened that day.
The people that ransacked the Capitol need to be held to the fullest account of the law, but the judgment about the president's efforts that day, I think, can be left to the American people.
Pence spoke on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Dan Biddle is going to be joining us in just a few moments, the executive producer of The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. We're having Dan back because I got to tell you, this movie is so important. You must make this a priority in your life to see this. It's going to be a Fathom event. It's set to debut via Fathom on March 20th and 21st of this year. The tickets are now available. You must see this and, you know, bring families, bring friends. Busloads of your churches should attend this. It is that significant. And Dan Biddle will explain, you know, why. And I think early on, one of the things that we discussed, Dr. Biddle and myself, was that, you know, the significance of Noah's flood, things have got lost in translation, and we need to revisit why, you know, what was God thinking? What was happening on the earth that God, you know, got to the point and said, I regret, you know, and of course, this is, in a sense, I mean, this is Holy Spirit inspired. You know, so we're trying to, you know, put our understanding of what God said or somehow, you know, might have implied or however way you want to interpret this, that he was disappointed with his creation. I mean, if that doesn't stop you in your tracks, I don't know what will. Dr. Dan Biddle joins us now. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you much for having me on. I'm excited to do this again.
Yeah, this is so important again, and I'm glad we could have a little bit more time to talk about this. And the thing that I want to focus on in this particular point, Dan, is that, you know, what God, how he must have been so aggrieved with his creation, a creation that not that long before, you know, you might say, he finished it off by saying it was very, very good. It was very good. All the other steps were good, but the crowning jewel of his creation was very good. And we go from very good to very bad. How grievous must that have been for our Holy Father?
You know, it's incredible because God loves us so much that he gave us free will as part of that very good creation. And we're the ones who chose to mess it up and go against him by eating from the forbidden tree. But he still loved us enough to give us free will. But you're right. Everything was, the plants and the animals worked together. You know, we were supposed to eat only the green plants. The animals were only supposed to eat the green plants. And God called it very, very good. But when you look on YouTube nowadays and you type in for a video that says, watch a Komodo dragon eat a deer alive or a pig alive, that's not part of a very good creation. Something had to happen to bring death, suffering, bloodshed, violence, cancer into the world. And it was our choices that did that. So God did choose to rewipe the world with the flood. And of course, he sent us Christ to redeem us from that curse of sin and death.
And the thing that's sad about this, Dan, is that as we get a little bit of glimpse of God's glory and understand how evil that is, a Komodo dragon eating another animal, if you have the comprehension and the capacity to see that evil, I think that in of itself could be life-changing, because you realize in an instant, this is not the way the Father planned it to be.
You know, what's amazing is I believe that we all have Eden in our hearts. We know that death is so grievous because it's not natural. We were designed to live forever, but it was the choice of our forefathers, you know, Adam and Eve, that brought sin, death, suffering into the world. So God created everything perfect in 6 days, called it very good, commanded us and the animals to eat only seed-bearing plants and vegetation. And then, but he said, if you eat from the fruit of the middle of the tree, you will surely die. And that's exactly what happened. God says, you know, to dust from you came, and dust you're going to now return. So he's talking about physical death, not a spiritual death, but a physical death. And we brought about all those things to us in this world. When you see a video of an animal eating another animal, there's something internal in you that knows that's not right. I wish I could stop it.
Yeah. And then here, of course, the lie starts in the Garden of Eden, and it began with Satan, the evil one, questioning, did God really say, right?
You know, that is one of the most profound verses in Scripture, because it's the lie that shook the universe. When the enemy tempted Adam and Eve and said, did God really say? And, you know, I see millions of Christians falling for that same lie today. When they graduate college, when they go through college, they're asking, did God really say? And we're only living through the prophetic time, because 2 Peter 3 promises and prophesied that in the last days, people will deny those two things. Creation out of water and destruction by water. And that's exactly what's happening when you go to college today, is that all youth across America are required to take at least 6 core unit classes, base curriculum classes like geology and anthropology and other classes, that they're going to get doused in evolution teaching, and they're going to graduate from college believing there was no creation out of nothing and there was no destruction by a flood. So we're actually living through prophetic times when Peter said, he says, above all else, know that in the last days scoffers will come. And we're here. We're living through those days right now.
Yes, that even God's elect would be confused, and that they would be convinced of the lie. This is how dangerous this is, and it's why with this admonition, our defense is, again, in our choosing, which got us here in the first place, as you said, our defense is to choose rightly, to choose those things. You know, Jesus said, it's not by food I live, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Boy, I'll tell you, that tells you something significant. And for these last of the last days, You know, I thought it was quite interesting that two things that Dr. Billy Graham said, which he very rarely did he ever comment on the prophetic. In my understanding and experience and having worked on his campaign in Los Angeles in the mid-80s, never heard him talk about, you know, eschatology or the, you know, the prophetic. But when asked by a reporter, Dr. Graham, are we living in the last days? He said, without hesitation, he said, these are the last of the last days. And wow. I thought that was pretty profound, you know, coming from him. And the other thing was asked is, do you have any regrets? And he said, the regret I have is that I didn't spend more time in the Word of God. This is Billy Graham saying this, right?
Wow. You know, the Bible has several markers for us, one of which is the spirit of lawlessness will increase in the last days. Mm. And did you know, when I was a teenager, I'm 55 now, but when I was a teenager, if you were caught with marijuana, you know, you could go to jail as a teenager. You could go to juvenile hall, and they had all kinds of rules and regulations. But, you know, I can hop in my car now and drive down the interstate and look at billboards that say 1-800-DIAL-MARIJUANA to your house. We'll deliver it straight to your front door.
Right.
And you can walk in grocery stores in California and grab as much of the produce as you want, put it in your shirt, and walk out the front door. They have a no-chase, no-stop policy.
Up to $1,000 now, Dan. Up to $1,000 worth of product. So whether it's a grocery store, a jewelry store, you know, the bash and grab and run type thing is very accepted in the state of California, sadly. This is so dangerous when you start accepting evil, right?
Very much. It's the spirit of lawlessness that it's an increasing, and it's really prophetic.
Well, we've got more to discuss with Dr. Dan Biddle, this incredible movie. Again, this is one of those appointments that you must make. Save the date. Put it on your calendar. Also, make sure you go out and get your tickets. A Fathom event that will take place on March 20th and 21st. Tickets are now available. The movie we're talking about is The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. Stay with us. We've got more from Dr. Dan Biddle on the other side of the break.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah.
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Dan Biddle, the executive producer of The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. Dan, when this project came to you, what was your first reaction?
You know, I've always known in my heart that this movie had to come out because of how the flood evidence really changed my own life. Excuse me. So, yeah, it's... When I went to Canada and I overlooked the Dinosaur Provincial Park, I saw a 14-mile stretch of land that was filled with dead dinosaurs buried under 50 feet of mud, and they were buried with clams, fish, and oysters. And I thought, my gosh, how much higher did the water have to be over this region to bury 10,000 dinosaurs over a 14-mile stretch of land under 50 feet of mud? And I'll never be able to unsee what I saw that day. It became very obvious to me that Genesis 6 to 9 is real history. And for me, it was like being born again. It's where I went to a chiropractic adjustment, and my head was able to click in line with my heart, and it was life-changing.
Wow. Yeah, this must have been. I can only imagine, just as you're sharing with us, you know, the sight and the confirmation of what you had been reading in the Word of God, and you see the reality of this frozen in time, left as a memorial and a significant. And this is the thing about God. When you study God, you see from time to time, because even when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, in time and again, they would stop and they would place rocks or some memorial to remind them of what had happened, right? And in a sense, God allows this memorial to be exposed there, and you're able to see it. And again, I guess part of that is for you to receive, marching orders from God to say, look at this is just the beginning, what I'm showing you, and you need to show this to other people.
You're absolutely right. You know, I think one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen is learning about the Morrison Formation, which is a 13-state formation in the middle of America. It's 13 interconnected states, a 600,000-square-mile area that's filled with dead dinosaurs, millions upon millions of them, and they're buried with fish, clam, mammals, and even birds, which dinosaurs were supposed to evolve into. Mm-hmm. So I had to ask myself, what on earth could lay down a 300-foot-thick pancake layer of dirt over 13 states and fill it with millions of dinosaurs? And if that doesn't scream worldwide flood, I don't know what is. The enemy has obfuscated and kept this truth away from Christians today, and we're going to unveil it in our flood movie and prove to people that Noah's flood really happened.
Yeah, exactly. And why it happened, Dan? This is the other thing too, is that people need to understand that God is righteous, and because He's righteous and just, He has to. If you're the lawgiver, you've got to be the one who oversees the law and punishes it for correction, right?
You know, it was really out of God's mercy that He sent the flood and preserved humanity by taking the 8 humans in Noah's family and putting them on the ark, because everything else perished because God said He looked upon man and the thoughts and the intentions of his heart were evil continually. And we can only imagine what that would look like. But God in His mercy took the fallen dominion of man and all the humans that were just scrappy evil and buried them under sediment. And God says, I will destroy them with the earth. And that's why we find really no post, pre-flood human remains, because God scrubbed them from memory through the flood.
Yes. But there's a reason that God has pulled back the veil for us to see the evidence of what happened, Dan, as you reported. And of course, what this movie will do, just like you, it's going to be life-changing. I mean, when I saw it in our first conversation, I thought, well, this is way significant. I mean, we need to be aware of this. We need to get, as you said earlier off air, we were talking about, we need to get eyes, and I say souls, in front of this movie.
Yeah.
Because this is what it's all about, isn't it? After everything is said and done.
You're absolutely right. And, this is not a brag on me or the film or the director, but just quite honestly, having now seen this movie through the pre-screener, shown to over 1,000 people, I honestly can't imagine anyone not being moved by this film. You could take the most hardened skeptic, agnostic, atheist, pick whoever you want. If they can sit through this hour and 52 minutes, it's going to move them. It's going to cause them to think about things. It's going to cause them to realign their perspectives and their worldview. A lot of this evidence is, quite frankly, undeniable, and it's obvious, and it's worldwide. I mean, how do you bury a 13-state region with dead dinosaurs and mix it up with fish, birds, and clams? How do you do that without a worldwide flood? I mean, it's the most obvious thing. And put them in a 300-foot-thick pancake of mud that swaths over 13 states. I mean, come on, people. It's the most obvious thing
exactly.
ever. Yeah.
Well, taking on the skeptic's mindset, if Noah's flood did happen, how should we realign our thinking?
You know, what it did for me is I became a Christian when I was 11, fell away from the Lord until I was about 17, went through a little rebel time, and then came back, and then went to seminary in my 20s and 30s, and the seminary taught me, if you want to believe in the Hebrew, the original authors are talking about a young earth, because the 6 days are real ordinary earth rotation days, and the genealogies of Genesis 5 and 10 lead back to, all the way up to Christ, who lived, it's a 6,000-year picture from start to finish. They said, but if you believe in science, the earth has to be millions of years old, so go figure it out. And that caused me to live in a place of unrooted faith for years, because I didn't know where to put cavemen, where to put saber-toothed cats, where to put the flood, if it was a progressive flood or a local flood. I didn't know any of that stuff until I ran headlong into the evidence myself, which we put in this movie, that really undeniably shows that it was a worldwide catastrophe that buried everything, including the dinosaurs. So I will never walk into a museum and see it the same again. I walk into museums and I see the truth. What's in the displays are true, but everything they say about them is not. I mean, there's no, do you know that evolutionists have now run out of excuses for explaining soft tissue? They're no longer even trying, because now the list is up to 122 peer-reviewed journal articles that have substantiated 16 different types of bioorganic tissues found in dinosaur bones that simply can't be millions of years old.
You know, it is astonishing. Again, you go from then and you fast forward to today, 2024, and you consider Noah's flood through the perspective of the end times that we're in. Clearly, I believe that we are in the end times. And this message that humanity, that God's creation, must hear and must be aware of, Dan. Break that down for us. We've got about 3 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will break it down for you. Some of the other ministries that are aware of this film have decided to put it under covers and not promote it widely, which is a travesty. Wow. Just because we talk about end times. They're like, oh my gosh, we agree with 95% of this movie, but because you talk about end times, we really can't touch it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? What did Jesus say about Noah's flood? Jesus himself in Matthew 24 said he drew the flood as a comparison to end times. Jesus himself said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be with the coming of the Son of Man. People will be eating and drinking and having a great time, not thinking about judgment. So if Jesus is going to pull the metaphor together, we're going to pull it out too. And in the last 5 or 10 minutes of this movie, we say, look, there was a judgment in the past. There's another judgment coming. Are you ready for it? And so we're going to be bold and profoundly proclaim that message to say there's a judgment in the past, there's a judgment in the future, get ready for it, because Christ has extended grace and salvation to all who will believe.
Well, Dr. Dan Biddle, in a sense, we're the metaphorical men and women on the wall. We're the watchmen on the wall, and we're sounding the alarm. We would be irresponsible not to do so. For those, my prayer is, look at the people that need to hear this message and see this movie. I trust that God, will penetrate, through the stiffness and the hardness of heart of these institutions, churches, and otherwise that would try to block this important message. This is critical. This is now information that you must be aware of, because God gives us prophecy. He gives us warning, to protect us, not to steal away our joy or our fun, does he?
So true. I don't want to be like a lobster boiled in a pot 2 degrees at a time and is not aware of what's going on around us. These are very interesting times we're living through, and this movie is going to provide a compelling case to get your spiritual act in order.
And the thing is that, God gives you the option to be on the winning side. We are free choice agents.
A free gift.
Exactly. And there will be winners and losers. And Dr. Dan Biddle, we want everybody listening to this to be winners, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
They're and their families.
Thanks for having me on again. This is terrific. Thank you.
I appreciate you so much. Fathom event coming up March 20th, 21st. Tickets are now available, and we will see you there for the Ark and the Darkness. Thank you so much. Take care.
NoahsFlood.com. Thank you very much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.